I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Her motto is I love Bravo, and when she comes over, grab the reposado. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Denise Richards and June Diane Raphael now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm Andy Cohen in my New York City apartment, which even at 3,000 miles away is still within swinging distance of Dorit's ponytail. Joining me from her quarantine in Malibu, it's Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Denise Richards. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Oh my God, she just did the iconic face like at the end of the first episode. Yes. And her movie, The High Note, is available on demand May 29th. She's here tonight, and I demand her Bravo analysis. It's our friend, June Diane Raphael. Hey, June Diane.
Hi, Andy. So happy to be here. So much to say.
So much to say. Yes, a lot to discuss. And I know Denise is a big fan of yours from Grace and Frankie, and I know you're a big Denise fan.
Love Denise.
Yeah.
From all the things. Yes.
From all the things.
Yep. I was going to say I have a face full of Joey Maloof makeup and I'm ready to go.
Denise, are you serving us ragamuffin chic tonight?
Oh, yes. This is my ragamuffin look. Yeah. Well, this is a ragamuffin updated a little bit.
Yeah, it looks good. Denise, I did see that Kyle left you a lengthy apology on your Instagram last week. What was your reaction to that?
Well, she left that apology. She sent me a text with that apology, and I said, thank you.
Okay. All right, here we go. June, are you enjoying the new season of Beverly Hills?
I'm loving it. And by the way, like every single woman above the age of 40 wishes they could pull off a ragamuffin look. We all work so hard to be able to look like a ragamuffin. It's just true. So Denise, to me, that's like the highest praise you could ever receive.
So much.
There you go. Well, June is currently isolating with her husband, Paul Scheer, but even though they've been happily married for over a decade, I know she would kick him out in a second to make room in her quarantine for a Bravo Liberty. June, I want you to give us the five Bravo Liberties that would make your dream quarantine. Okay? Who's your dream quarantine?
I mean, Denise, I want Aaron in there because I feel like he's got some frequencies and vibrations that maybe could unlock the key to all of this.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if he's working on a vaccine, but I want him around.
Okay.
I want Michael the Butler from Southern Charm because I feel good. Like he just like he would keep my dignity intact for a long time. I want the Judice there because of the cash. You know they have a lot of cash on hand.
Yes, yes.
You know, I want Luann's niece there, her downtown niece, just to do some artwork with.
Okay.
You know, and I want Sonia for the athleisure.
Yes. All right, that's your dream quarantine.
I got everything I need.
I think that's really good. Well, Kyle was really shady about Denise's diamond ice sculpture, but that's nothing compared to a chiseled little punk who's made of ice, but not so nice, baby. It's the shady ice sculpture. Hey, shady ice sculpture.
Brace yourself for a deep freeze, Denise.
Oh my God. You guys, my team is just winning late night right now. That is incredible. Shady Ice Sculpture, what's your first question for Denise?
We know you and Aaron have a very active sex life, but which Beverly Hills couple do you think has the least going down? OMG.
Oh my God. The Shady Ice Sculpture is like a valley guy, which is interesting. Okay, so Denise, which Beverly Hills couple do you think is getting it on the least?
At this moment?
Yeah.
Probably Teddy, because she just had a baby.
Ah, all right. What about in general?
I think that Erica was a bit honest that hers isn't so much.
I mean, hers is like a medical situation, though. I feel like that's not fair.
Right. I answered.
Okay, next question, Shady Eye Sculpture.
Denise, what's your least favorite Charlie Sheen movie?
I actually like all of his movies. I think he's a great actor. And the first movie that I saw, my dad actually took me to see, was Platoon when I was younger. Wow. And so I like all his movies.
There you go. Scary Movie 5, even?
Yeah, that's actually where we conceived our daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? Every movie has a story. Okay, last question, Shady Eye Sculpture.
Which one of the Beverly Hills Housewives, past or present, is the biggest fake-ass batch?
Well, I say in the episode that I feel like she thinks that Kyle thinks it's me, so I'll say she probably thinks it's me.
No, but she thinks it's you, but what do you think?
Who do I think is a fake-ass bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to keep watching.
All right. Bye, Shady Eye Sculpture.
Time to put myself back on ice.
June, you wanted to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, we've seen Denise in Birkenstocks. Like, we cannot call her the biggest fake-ass bitch on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's just not possible.
Right. She goes from Birkenstocks to a diamond eye sculpture. I like
I mean, I'm still trying to nail down the theme of that dinner, Denise. I mean, I loved it all, but I was just like, oh, the ice sculptures and pizza.
Well, I'll tell you. So the ice sculpture, Eloise, my youngest daughter, saw an ice sculpture at an event we had and loved it so much. And she likes diamonds and she picked actually the shape out. So that's how we did it.
Very
beautiful.
Good. All right. Well, when June saw my post of Hillary Clinton doing a Shotsky on this show, she commented, OMG, but I'm about to ask her to comment on some other high-level American trailblazers known as Bravo Lebrities. It's time for another round of June Bravo. June, Beverly Hills, are you as bothered by Kyle and Teddy's friendship as the rest of the women seem to be?
No, they're so shocked at friends behaving like friends. It's the oddest thing to me. People can't believe when one goes to console the other or stands up for the other. To me, these are the basic tenets of friendship.
Thoughts on Kyle calling the women fake-ass bitches? Who do you think she was really talking about?
You know, listen, I couldn't understand the glam conversation at all. I mean, of course, Dorit's in glam to do a workout. Of course, we're all in glam all the time. Honestly, with the exception of Denise Richards, who's been a breath of fresh air. So, I thought it was ridiculous.
Thoughts on Denise going in on Kyle at the end of the episode?
I loved every second of it. I feel like Denise got some sort of hernia removed and something else started to come out, and I'm loving it. Those four hernias were holding you back, Denise, and I'm excited to see what's been unleashed.
Oh, thank you.
Did Dorit have cause to question Sutton's I'm gonna freak out comment, or should she have let the mouse go before Sutton started crying?
I mean, I thought it was ridiculous. We've all said I'm going to freak out, and I don't think any of us expect to be institutionalized for that. I thought it was very silly, but Sutton's an odd duck, and I'm deeply frightened of her. So I think Dorit was responding to some other energy about Sutton, but not the comment itself was very silly.
Did you find Dorit's I have a life comment to be insulting, or did Kyle take it the wrong way?
That I did find insulting. I have a life too, Andy. I wanted to scream back at the TV, I have a life too, and I'm sitting here watching you.
In New York, where does Leah rank for you among other housewives in their first season?
She's going up, 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 up. I am loving everything that she has to offer.
If Sonia had sent you those pajamas to wear at her fashion show, would you have worn them?
No.
No. Okay. All right. It's time to get to some burning questions. Kyle, I'm sorry, Denise, Tara L wants to know.
Andy, be careful.
Well, no, this is a question about Kyle. Denise, Tara L wants to know how you felt about the comments Kyle was making, not only about your appearance, but also about the ice sculpture and dinner party theme. Your reaction when you saw that episode?
I didn't know she had called me a ragamuffin until I saw the episode. I actually thought it was funny. The other comments, like the ice sculpture and stuff, I always think it's good to just not be so judgmental with all of us and just have fun with it. And yes, I do like to be casual, but I also do like glam as well. And you know, it is what it is, but I thought it was funny, the ragamuffin comment.
Denise, do you think Sutton overreacted thinking that Rinna's makeup artist was going to be at the event tonight, or, you know, and was Rinna harsh on Sutton about it at the dinner?
I think that Sutton felt caught off guard thinking that he would be there, and whatever their situation is, I think she just was caught off guard and wasn't sure how to handle it. And I do think, you know, Lisa Rinna may be a little bit more nurturing with her joining this group of women. But, you know, they have their own dynamic of friendship.
Denise, what was your reaction to the women at the end of the finale episode speculating that you were leaving the show and that they would never see you again?
Well, none of them asked me. The only ones that have said that I'm leaving or I'm not going to be at the reunion are the women in the cast. So none of them have ever even asked me that.
Interesting. Well, from the moment we saw Denise walk out onto that Baja Mar balcony in a casual pair of white shorts, we knew she was down to earth. But since her version of earth contains bougie items like diamond ice sculptures and camel rides, it's time for Chic Say Denise. I'm going to find out how fancy you really are, Denise. Okay. Have you ever spent more than $5,000 on a dress?
Yes.
What's the biggest vacation you've ever taken?
I mean, I'm very lucky to be all over the world. You mean how much money-wise, or just?
I don't know. Like, what would you characterize as the most glamorous vacation?
Here's the thing that I love. I love going to Montana, and I also love to be on the Amalfi Coast.
All right, oh, wow. Okay. From Montana to the Amalfi Coast. Denise, have you ever uttered the words "I am Denise Richards" during a business meeting or salary negotiation?
No, I have not. Just with my confessional on the show.
I loved it when you said that.
I'll never be the same.
You'll never be the same?
I'll never be the same. It was everything. It was one of the highlights of this time.
Do you ever have Aaron, like, drop your name at a restaurant for a better table when you're calling or a reservation?
Not him, but I can't call and say, you know, do that. we would maybe have someone else do it. I always feel funny about that.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the great perks of being famous, right?
Nice perk.
Yeah.
How Listen, much I want, you- by the way, Denise, I want you to remind Aaron that you're Denise Richards, because I feel like he locked it down and then he started to let it go, and he needs to keep it right and tight.
I'm sure he's reminded daily that he is f***ing Denise Richards.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes. Denise, what was your reaction to the women kind of not understanding where Aaron was coming from at that dinner party at Kyle's?
During the dinner, I knew, you know, you have to know your audience. And during the conversation, I knew this wasn't the audience or the dinner perhaps to have this conversation. And it was time to wrap it up and head on out.
That's why you were like, honey, no, don't. Right. Well, the part of June's brain dedicated to studying housewifian behavior is probably girthier than Aaron's penis at this point. So in honor of tonight's instantly iconic line, I am f***ing Denise Richards. I want to know what other iconic Bravo antics have rubbed off on June. Denise, I'm going to name some things done by housewives. You guess if June has done them. If she has, she will say, I'm f***ing June Diane. Okay. Has June ever fallen into a bush, Denise?
Yes.
June?
I am f***ing June Diane.
Has June ever hired a stripper to perform at a friend's birthday party, Denise?
Yes.
I am f***ing June Diane.
Wow. Has June ever thrown a drink in a frenemy's face, Denise?
No.
Wow, Denise, why do you know me so well? it was me that has been following Denise Richards around, so we can get to the right. We can just like let's get to the bottom of it right now. I've apologized. There's no more I can do.
Has June ever had a fight in a limo, Denise?
Yes.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Has June ever competed with another woman for the same guy, Denise?
Yes.
June.
No.
All right. Thank you
no
for
need.
Playing. Right.
That's true.
No need. Legend 32 Real tweeted, June, what's going on with filming the final season of Grace and Frankie? Are we finally going to get a Dolly Parton cameo?
I don't know about Dolly, but we did have to stop filming because of coronavirus. But, you know, we are still meeting on Zoom calls every couple weeks to say hello to each other. We did a table read the other day and Lily Tomlin just got up and left to grab a delivery in the middle of it and then came back with her food. So, I mean, amazing things are happening and it's been pretty incredible.
Chris Harnick tweeted, Denise, what did you make of the viewer reaction to your now iconic moment of you smirking at the end of the premiere episode?
I was actually quite surprised by the reaction from different fans of the show. So I'm glad it went that way instead of the other way.
Right. June K. Marilyn wants to know how the Jane Club is doing during this pandemic.
Oh my gosh. It's been incredible. We've temporarily closed our LA space, but we've moved the entire village online. So over the past 3 weeks, we've added Janes and members from 16 states. And
wow,
it's been incredible. So we all sign on and we do morning workouts together, daily meditations, real estate, you know, estate planning at night. There's kids for the littles, music for toddlers, big kid talent shows. It's just been this incredible.
That's great. So weirdly, you're expanding
community.
Your reach.
Yes.
Yeah, digitally.
People honestly need it more than ever right now.
Right. Denise, tell me about the Quantum Reach Foundation, because that's you and Aaron's, you're very involved, right?
Yeah, we just this past fall finalized everything, and it's research education for children's animal health. You know, I am very fortunate that I have the means and resources to help our youngest daughter. It's not just for children with special needs, but it's for helping and giving back for children and animals and We're very excited about it. And it's been great during this time to be able to, you know, put together some programs.
That's awesome. That is great work. It is time for tonight's Moment of Mazel. It's easy to let these tough times get you down, but there's a woman down in Dallas who doesn't give a rip. So here to give us some much needed good vibes, it's Mama D.
Well, hi, Andy. It's Mama D. I'm telling you, being in this quarantine, it's made my wig turn gray. Can you believe that? The good news is I've learned how to crochet. I've learned how to knit. Now, the problem is Deandra and I have been doing so much baking together. When it's time that we can go out, we won't be able to get out the door.
Mother, what are you doing?
What?
It's my star.
Andy, you could give Mama D a star. Goodness gracious.
Well, just maybe.
Okay. Well, we just really hope that we can get to see you real soon, and we're so happy.
So happy that you're well, Andy. We miss you.
We miss you, darling. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, Mama D and Deandra. It's always great to see you. I want to thank Denise and June for being here. Tomorrow night, Stephen Colbert will be here at 11 after Top Chef. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Denise. Thanks, June.
Thank you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody, it's the After Show with Denise Richards and June Diane Raphael. June Diane's movie is The High Note. It's available on demand May 29th. I love it. You are like Tracy Ellis Ross is playing a version of her mom, kind of.
Well, and you know what I was working off of, Andy? I play her former assistant who sort of still lives there. And so I told Nisha, our amazing director, that I wanted to do sort of a female Kato Kaelin. And that's what we came up with.
Speaking of which, why do I have a feeling that Denise Richards knows Kato Kaelin?
I did meet him once through my ex-husband.
Ah, okay. All right.
This all lines up. Yep.
Did you know OJ, Denise?
No, I never met him.
Never met OJ.
No.
All right. Just curious. Greg P. emailed June, have you ever partaken in the Grace and Frankie themed weed that was sold at LA dispensaries?
I know. I didn't even know this was available. I mean, I've got my dosist pens, but I guess maybe I should get an upgrade.
Right.
I definitely want the Frankie version of that.
Right. Manta Pasta tweeted, Denise, it seems like Lisa Rinna was coming after you in the season trailer. How do things stand with the two of you now?
There's definitely been a change in our friendship, and you know, people will see that as the show plays out. We've been friends though for over 20 years, and you know, we never know what's going to happen in life. So you know, we'll see, and you know, people will keep watching, and they'll see how it plays out.
Denise Kilty W emailed, do you agree with Erica that Kyle storms off whenever she's facing a hard situation, or do you think she's just trying to take herself out of the drama?
Both.
I will say there are like five episodes where the episode ends with Kyle in tears.
There's a lot of tears this season, I will say that.
It's really wild.
I feel like her circadian rhythms like never reset after those night shoots. Like, it just completely threw her off.
Oh, after her Halloween night shoot.
Yeah, like, she had to, like, completely reset her body, and she's just, she's a wreck.
Right. Denise, H-W-O-F-B-H tweeted, do you agree with Garcelle about Kyle having the biggest ego in the group?
It's up there. I don't know if it's the biggest one. It might be a tie between a few. But I feel like Garcelle felt that way.
June, Abby R. Mm-hmm. wants to know, if you could play one housewife in a biopic, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. You know, I think Kim Richards, for me, and like the type of comedy I'm interested in, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring to play her. There's just so much there.
I think that's really good.
Right. It's just like, it's all a little, there's an inner clock and anxiety and disorganization and chaos.
Right.
That I would really like to take a stab at.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's leave it there. I want to thank June Diane Raphael and Denise Richards. Catch Denise on The Bold and the Beautiful weekdays at 1:30 on CBS. June Diane's movie comes out on demand May 29th. It's called The High Note. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.